From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company. Makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show. With Mel Blanc, Libby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, the Sportsman, Charles Dand and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
You broke the only heart that ever loved you. You tossed away the only love you knew. As if nothing mattered, you battered and shattered a heart so true.
Only to wake up and find that the breakup was breaking the heart of you.
And now you come to me for consolation. My dear fool, fall for such a lie.
Fall for such a lie. You broke the only heart that ever loved you.
And now that I've met you, I'm not gonna love to break mine.
For now you come to me for consolation. I'd be a fool to fall for such a lie.
You broke the only heart that ever
loved you. And now that I've met you, I'm not gonna let you break mine.
Well, birds are singing and skies are blue for Judy today. Judy's been lucky enough to be chosen a contestant on the Wishing Well radio program, a program that gives away fabulous prizes. At the moment, she's discussing it with Aunt Aggie.
Gee, Aunt Aggie, there's going to be a lot of girls on that Wishing Well radio contest tonight. I hope the judges ain't swayed by their beauty.
Don't worry, Judy. Always remember that even though beauty in a girl is important, men are more affected by her brains.
I don't know, Aunt Aggie. At the corner of Hollywood and Vine, I've seen hundreds of beautiful girls walk by, but I've never yet heard one fella say, "Boy, get a load of those brains."
You know, Judy, if you get first prize on the Wishing Well program, you'll be granted any wish your heart desires.
Yeah, and if I do win, I'd sure like to go on a long yacht cruise with a movie star. Hell, I'd like to park in the dark with Clark or neck on deck with Peck. Yeah, or play in the sand with Ray Milland. Or romp and play with Dennis Day.
But Judy, you've never done that.
Sure, I'd even get cozy with Bela Lugosi.
Judy, you've never had a date with a movie star?
Yes, I did, Aunt Aggie. One time I had a date with Robert Taylor, and he asked me if I'd like a real old-fashioned kiss.
And did you get a real old-fashioned kiss?
Yeah, he took me out and introduced me to his grandfather. You know something, Aunt Aggie? The best part of the Wishing Well program is before the show. They play all kinds of games, all kinds of Irish games.
Irish games?
Yeah, like Mac Puss in the Corner and Old Post Office.
Old Post Office? See, there's no O in Post Office.
There is when I play it.
Judy, I do hope you win first prize on the Wishing Well program.
Yeah, golly, if I do, I'll sure have me a barrel of fun.
A barrel of fun?
Come on, come on, me. Oh, hello, Duane. Hello, Miss Judy. Let me do this. I sure wish I could get on that program and win a lot of money. Boy, would I have a good time.
Duane, you ought to know that money doesn't always bring happiness.
No, ma'am, but if you got money, you can pick out the kind of misery you enjoy the most. Tell me, Geranium, if you want a lot of money, what would you do with it, really?
Well, Miss Judy, I'd buy a Hollywood swimming pool and have it refilled all day long.
Oh, gosh, why would you have to keep refilling it?
Well, honey, every time I dive in a swimming pool, I empty it.
Oh, Geranium, if you had money, I bet you'd be a big shot in that lodge, the I-O-O-S.
I-O-O-S? Geranium, that can't be the Independent Order of Odd Fellows.
Oh, no, ma'am, that's the International Order of Odd-Sized Females. dance. And four of us went in two taxi cabs. Two cabs for four people? How come? Three in one cab and me and you. That is Judy. I only went three blocks in that taxi cab, but the fare was $4.50.
$4.50 just for riding three blocks in a taxi?
Well, honey, $3.50 of that was just to get me up that hill last hour, see?
Oh, golly, Judy. Golly, I've nearly missed my favorite daytime program. Turn on the radio.
Okay, Miss Judy.
The sponsors of the Wishing Well have a daytime serial, and tonight if they ask me if I listen to it, I want to be able to say yes. Let me see now. Oh, I think this is the station right here.
And now we bring you another chapter in the true life story of Mary Hammerschlag. Girl, good humor, man. Mary has had a ghastly day on her good humor wagon. She had a flat tire, her dry ice got wet, and her tutti frutti ran out. Then it happened. The one thing every good humor driver dreads. Her chimes broke. We find her now returning home in tears. Her husband, John, was at the door to greet her.
Mary.
John.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, John.
Mary.
Yes, John.
Never mind.
Sure is good so far. Boy, that's what I like about this program. It moves right along.
John.
Yes, Mary.
John, our marriage is a failure.
Yes, Mary. We have nothing to show for our marriage. Nothing to show.
What will our 14 children think?
14 children?
I know one thing, Miss Judy. That can't be one man family.
I know. It sounds more like Tanya Top Dick.
And that concludes another thrilling chapter in Mary's life. Don't forget our big program tonight, The Wishing Well. Prizes for everybody.
See, Aunt Aggie, if I get on that program, I hope I can answer all the questions.
Well, Judy, in the clue card, they ask questions on history, geography, and arithmetic.
Well, try me on some arithmetic.
All right. Here's a question they asked last week. If you laid four eggs over here and laid four eggs over there, what would you have?
A very surprised look on my face. Wouldn't you?
Oh, boy, if I win first prize on the Wishing Well program, they'll grant me the one wish nearest my heart.
I know what that is, Judy. A kiss from a movie star.
Yep. And Van Johnson's my first choice. I can just see him now, taking me in his arms. I close my eyes. He tilts my head up towards his, puts his lips close to mine, and he says,
"Pardon me for talking and thinking."
Oh, hello, Fabo. Sam, you look very happy.
See, I have a new girlfriend. She is very rich. I went up to her house, and the maid opened the door, and I rushed in. Boy, how she could see.
Your girl?
No, the maid. That was the night I had a terrible cold in the head, and my girl's father broke it up for me.
With penicillin?
No, with a hammer. After that, I had to go see a dentist about my throat.
Pedro, you don't see a dentist for your throat. A dentist is for teeth.
I know. My teeth were down my throat. Can you read I First Met My Girl in Hollywood?
Oh, I bet it was love at first sight.
See, she was standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and I came up to her and I said, "Honk, honk."
Oh, why did you say honk, honk?
I didn't want her to know I didn't have a car. Well, I will go now, Senorita, and as we say in Mexico, es más tarde de lo que pensaba.
And a ride to Cava to you too, Pedro.
Oh, Judy, you better start getting ready to go to the Wishing Well program.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Gosh, if I win, I'm going to wish for a kiss from Van Johnson. You know, Aunt Aggie, we girls are starting a Van Johnson for President Club.
Van Johnson for President?
Sure, we're even going to have a Van Johnson flag.
A Van Johnson flag?
Yep. We're figuring on taking the 48 stars out of the flag and replacing them with 48 freckles.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin,
oily skin,
rough skin,
women in their 50s,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. No matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the sportsmen singing their unusual interpretation of Dark Eyes.
Titania, oh, Titania, oh, Titania, Titania, oh, Titania,
Well, Judy's luck is really holding out. The contest for the grand prize on the Wishing Well program has narrowed down to Judy and one other contestant. The winner will be granted any wish her heart desires. As our scene opens, Judy gets the microphone with the other contestants.
And now, ladies, I must ask you some questions.
All right, sir, I'm ready.
All right, first, is your name Judy Canova?
Yep.
Wonderful! That answer wins you a 1947 Lincoln Continental. Now, Miss Canova, where were you born?
In a house.
Excellent.
It is?
Yes, that answer wins you a $5,000 ermine coat.
Boy, I'm glad I studied up for this. Well, I am.
Now, Miss Canova, when you were in school, were you a good student?
I sure was. I got the best marks of anybody in the fourth grade.
The best marks?
Yep. Sometimes it'll take 3 or 4 weeks for them to heal up. Boy, I sure was a sight. I can't get it. Not be me. Yeah. It was awful.
Now, how about your family? What did your grandfather do for a living?
Well, he was retired.
And what did he do before that?
He was unemployed.
Well, your questionnaire said your father was a discoverer.
He was. Golly, I wouldn't even be here today if it hadn't been for one of his discoveries.
What did your father discover?
What did you say?
I said, what did your father discover?
My mother.
Your questionnaire also says if you win the contest and get your wish, you want a date with Van Johnson.
That's right.
Well, let's see what this other contestant thinks about that. What's your name, madam?
My name is Rosalind Veronica Cornelia Annabella Schwartz.
Are you a miss or a missus?
I'm a missus by marriage. But my husband never looks at me.
Why not?
He hasn't been home in 17 years.
Why, you poor woman, you poor, poor. Don't your husband even support you?
Yes, he supports me. He's a breeder in an optical company.
A breeder in an optical company?
Yeah, he breeds on the eyeglasses and the other man wipes them off.
Well, Mrs. Schwartz, Miss Canova here has expressed a desire to be kissed by Van Johnson.
That's nice.
Which would you rather have, a kiss from Van Johnson or a box of Tootsie Rolls?
How many in a box?
I don't think that's the right answer.
Sorry, Mrs. Schwartz, that's the wrong answer, but you win a 14-room house, a swimming pool, a trip to South America, a diamond-studded bathtub, and a half interest in a Standard Oil Company. But better luck next time.
Hey, Mr. Announcer, have you forgot about me?
Oh, no, Miss Canova, no, no, of course not. We're all ready for the quiz. But first, tell us, when was your mother married?
I can't remember. It must have been before I was born.
Let's take some general questions. What is your idea of atomic power?
Atomic power is when an irresistible bachelor meets an immovable blonde. Anybody knows that.
Oh, that's very good. We're still on the air. Now, name two well-known American sports.
What'd you say?
I said name two well-known American sports.
Tommy Manville and Artie Shaw.
Better try another subject. Can you tell me the meaning of the word parallel?
Parallel is two things going in the same direction.
That's fine.
And if it's on Vine Street, the one in back is usually a sailor. just a wolf in Chip's clothing.
I think we might do better with questions on politics. What famous president's name is on a vacuum cleaner? His first name is Herbert. No question.
Herbert Electrolux?
No.
Herbert General Electric? Universal? Apex? Eureka? I'll get something out of this.
No, Mr. Nova. The slogan, a chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage, was originated by this president.
Who?
Aha! That's the first syllable. Who? Now, what's the rest of this president's name? Who? Who?
Abraham Lincoln? Thought you had me, didn't you?
You're hopeless. It looks as if Mrs. Schwartz is the winner.
I'm sorry, buddy, but Mrs. Schwartz has gone home.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Schwartz. By marriage.
Mr. Schwartz, your wife says you haven't been home for 17 years. Where have you been?
I've been trying to find my house.
With Mrs. Schwartz gone, it looks as if you win the grand prize.
Oh, boy, bring on Van Johnson.
Well, he couldn't come, Miss Canova. No, we've got practically every other movie star in Hollywood in the next group.
Oh,
you can
well.
Take your choice. Come on in, boys. Here she is, boys. Judy Canova, the girl one of you will have to kiss.
Didn't any movie star say to kiss me?
Oh, yes, hell it is. I say.
Gosh, Ronnie, are you really going to kiss me?
Yes. I was fooled to have ever left Shangri-La. The High Lama told me I'd have things like this. Yes, I will kiss this girl. And if I kiss her, it is a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done. But if I do not kiss her, it will be far, far better.
Kiss me, you'll be kissing a real American girl.
A real American girl?
Yeah.
Thank heaven.
Thank heaven for what?
They will always be in England.
Oh, golly, all these movie stars are leaving one by one. Looks like none of them will kiss me.
Don't be too sure of that, say. I'm a little teaser, say. And I'm tough, say. I'll kiss you, say. Can stand anything, say. And I know Dame's gonna put me around, say. I'm the boss, say. What's the matter with you, say?
I'm getting seasick. But anyhow, I'm ready for that kiss. I'll just tuck her up and shut my eyes.
I'm the one who can shut my eyes. See? Yeah, but I ain't afraid to kiss you. See, I'll kiss you. No, I can't kiss you. I'm tough, see? I'm mowed down coppers by the dozen, see? I've stolen bubblegum from helpless kids, eh? I've put little ducks in the water, eh? Oh, when it comes to kissing that kisser, I can't stand it!
Golly, ain't there any young man here who's willing to kiss me? Any middle-aged man? Old man? Old lady? Old buttermilk guy?
Well... Don't be discouraged, Miss Canova. There's one movie star left.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Announcer. And look, he's coming over here now. Oh, boy, he's going to kiss me. Ooh, I was finally kissed by a movie star. Thanks, Lassie. You can go home now.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, Halo, everybody, Halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film, nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
Oh, Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing, Why Did I Have to Fall in Love with You?
Why did I have to fall in love with you? And dream those little dreams I do. Why did I have to build my castle up to the sky? Think my love was safe with you, then realize I was a fool, a perfect fool in love.
To think that you were far above.
Judy will be back in just a moment. Mrs. Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion and be sure to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies, now that there's more meat in the market, you'll have more waste fat in your kitchen. And fat is desperately needed, not only for making soap, but for nylons, autos, washing machines, and scores of other badly wanted products. Remember, ladies, there's a worldwide shortage of fats and oils, and you can help ease this shortage by salvaging every drop of waste fat. You will, won't you? Fill a tin and churn it in. Your butcher will pay you more than before for every pound of fat you take to him. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice seeing Judy tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week. Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing.
Go to teach you, little baby. Go to teach you, little baby. When you wake through patty, patty cakes and rice,
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. The impersonations of Ronald Coleman and Edward G. Robinson were played by Joe Kearns and Mel Blanc, D.C., the National Broadcasting Company.